Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ditch Decade Diets podcast. I am your host, Lorna Perozzo, certified food freedom coach and founder of the Ditch Decade Diets Academy. I've spent 10 years in an unhealthy relationship with food, binge eating, over-exercising, and feeling insecure in my body. This podcast is all about helping you get to the root of your food struggles and teaching you how to rewire your brain so you can end binge eating. If you're ready to improve your relationship with food and cultivate more self-love towards yourself and your health, this is the podcast for you. So let's get to it and jump right in.
Hello, you guys. I am excited to share with you guys three things that will help you stop binge eating that have nothing to do with food. So it's very easy to believe that food's the problem. Food is the problem. Maybe you are believing, or you used to believe, or you still believe, like, I just need to change my food. I can't keep chocolate in the house. Instead of one cup of rice, I need half a cup. I just need to watch my portions. Maybe instead of a cookie for a snack, I would be better off with some yogurt. Maybe I just need to not eat at night. And I am here to tell you that ending binge eating is honestly not about the food, because you can focus on your portions. You can have half a cup of rice versus one cup. But that is not going to help you become less impulsive with food. It's not going to help you stop binge eating. You guys have heard me say this so many times, and I'm all about rewiring your brain, helping you rewire your brain, because binge eating is a habit. Binge eating is a habit that's ingrained into your brain through repeatedly acting on your urges. So focusing so heavily on your food in the past through dieting is what actually caused you to start binging in the first place. Being so restrictive, having these crazy, you know, portion sizes that you're trying to follow. I remember doing 21 day fix, and I'm like, I literally feel like I'm a freaking bird eating out of these small little containers. Like, that did not help me stop binge eating. In fact, that made my binging worse. And I just thought, like, this is why I'm binging, because I can't stick to these portions. And it was like, no, you trying to stick to these portions is literally the reason why you're binging. Hi, Liz. So you definitely don't need that to stop your binge eating. Watching your portions is not going to help you stop binge eating. Giving yourself a meal plan is not going to stop binge eating. Planning every single snack that you have every single day is not going to help you stop binge eating. Telling yourself you can only have, you know, certain snacks is not going to help you stop binge eating. Binge eating is a habit, and you have to reprogram your brain. You have to change your thoughts. You have to change your beliefs. There's so much more, and this is where people get stuck. Binge eating is a habit, period. Binge eating is a habit. And you have to remind yourself, it is not about the food. It's not about the food. And I remember thinking to myself, like, why am I still binging? Because I eat healthy. Like, I enjoy eating healthy. So, like, I don't understand. Like, I enjoy eating healthy and I love healthy food. So, like, why do I feel this need to eat until I'm physically sick? Like, why can't I just stop when I'm full? Why am I home alone and I always feel the need to just, like, go into the pantry and eat something? And in those moments, if you have those thoughts, you might try to be harder on yourself. Okay, maybe it's true. Like, maybe I do need to keep the chocolate out of the house. Maybe it's true. Like, I do need to watch my portions. But that just keeps you stuck in these loops. Another diet is not going to reprogram your brain. Another diet is not going to help you make peace with food. Another diet isn't going to help you become less impulsive with food. Another diet is not going to help you stop seeing food as good versus bad. Hi, Colleen. Another diet's not going to help you stop judging your food choices. So when I had this pivotal moment on my journey and I recognized, like, okay, Lorna, hold on a minute. Like, you don't need another diet. You've dieted for 10 years. A diet's not going to help you improve your relationship with food. You got to change your brain. You got to change your mindset. You got to focus on other things than just portion control and what you're eating, because you've literally done that for 10 years and you're still binging. So I want to share three things that can help you stop binge eating that have nothing to do with the food. Nothing to do with the food. So number one is connection. A byproduct of connection is healing. And maybe you are a very independent person. I have always been a very independent person my whole life. I remember like just being in high school, being in college, being in university, always wanting to do things myself. I would study by myself. I'd go get my nails done by myself. I didn't need no man. I didn't need no friends. Like, this is my thought process. I'm like, I can just do everything myself. I love figuring things out on my own. Like, I can figure things out. Like, I don't need help. And it's very easy when you're a strong, independent woman or person to think, I don't need help. I don't need help from other people. I can just do things on my own. And I recognize that a huge reason I felt shame and embarrassment and guilt around this whole food struggles was because I wasn't connected to anyone. Like, I felt alone. And it's easy to feel like I'm alone. I'm the only person struggling when you're not surrounding yourself with people who are going through the same thing as you. We all need connection. We all need to feel seen and understood, loved on, accepted. And it's not even just like a nice thing to have. We all need it. No matter how independent you are, no matter how strong you are, like, we all need more connection. And even it's interesting, my husband is actually part of a men's group. And I love that for him, because there are certain things that my husband can't talk to me about. And there are certain things that you can't talk to your partner about. And there are certain things that you can't talk to your parents about. And there are certain things that you can't talk to your friends about. But the people who get you. And you can talk to them about certain things regarding relationship with food, body image issues, all these things. So that's the first aspect. A byproduct of connection is healing. When you're surrounded by a community, when you have people who get you, you heal. This is why my membership, my academy has a community aspect. Having people cheer you on, support you, understand you, lift you up, cheer you up, remind you you're okay, you're doing amazing, you're a badass. And the clients that come to me know that community is so important. They're like, yes, I feel like I finally belong. This feels like home. I want you to feel at home in my spaces. I want you to feel seen. One of my clients in the academy, she's like, thank God for this community. Because when you're part of the academy, you also get the membership included. And she's like, thank God for this community. Because without it, I would feel so alone. Thank you for making me feel seen. And that's a huge aspect. Okay, number two, the second thing that will help you stop binge eating is a combination of a few different things: play, pleasure, rest, and tapping into your feminine energy. So let's break down all of these. Tapping into your feminine energy. Let's start with food. Instead of being in your masculine. So when I talk about masculine and feminine energy, I'm not talking about male and female. I'm literally talking about the energy. So masculine is very like black or white. It's like go, 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 hustle. And the feminine is like in flow and like checking in with yourself. So when it comes to your food, if you're in your masculine, it's very easy to be like, this is a good food and this is a bad food and I can't eat this and I can't eat that and I need to eat this and I shouldn't eat this. So black and white. When you're in your feminine energy, when it comes to food, it's like, ooh, what sounds good? What am I craving for breakfast this morning? Oh, that would sound really good. Like, you're so tapped into your body. You're so tapped into your intuition. It's so much more enjoyable. With exercise, when you're in your masculine, it's like, gotta go to the gym, gotta burn off the calories, gotta get in 10,000 steps, gotta go on the treadmill, gotta lift weights, I need to, I should. You know, it's very like, you gotta do this. You have to work out this type of way. You gotta work out for an hour. when you're working out in your feminine energy, it's like, what movement sounds really good right now? Hey, Chloe, Chloe's in the membership. What movement sounds good? What movement is my body asking for? What would feel really good for my body right now? What am I excited to do? That's very different. So tapping into your feminine energy with your relationship with food, with exercise, but also in your life. You know, I used to be a very irritable person, very snappy, very irritable. And everything needed to be so perfect. Like even my schedule, if one thing in my schedule got messed up, I would freak out. I get so much anxiety. I would lose it because I was so in my masculine. I was like, everything needs to be so perfect so that if one little thing got changed or tweaked, like if I had an appointment and I couldn't get in my workout because I have to go to this appointment, and then somebody canceled the appointment, I'd be like so freaking pissed off. I was supposed to get my workout in, and I'd be all over the place. Be in your feminine energy. Be spontaneous. Go with the flow. Why this is so important and how this is going to help you stop binge eating is you're more calm and relaxed. You're not so anxious. When you're anxious in your life, that spirals into your relationship with food. When you are uptight all the time, when you're in your masculine, everything needs to be so perfect. That trickles into your workouts, into your food. You get upset when you miss a workout or when you eat more than normal because, oh, things weren't perfect. Be in your feminine energy. This has nothing to do with the food, but it has everything to do with the food because I was even working with a client in the academy and she's like, I always feel like I'm eating super fast. And then that leads me to overeating. And I said, well, like, how is the pace of your life? And she's like, well, we've been hosting a lot. We've been having people over back to back. I feel kind of a little chaotic. When your life is so go, 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 when your life is so busy, you're not going to go sit down to eat and spend 20 minutes and be present and be in your body and be so engaged. Like, it's not like that. If your life is like this, the speed of your life is going to trickle into the speed of your eating. So be in your feminine, and being in your feminine is being more relaxed, being more calm. Things don't need to be perfect. Go with the flow. Be spontaneous. You don't have to know the exact restaurant that you're going to in 3 weeks from now. You don't have to look at the menu a week in advance. Trust yourself. Okay, next. So this is still in the second category, but having fun, like enjoying this journey, ending binge eating gets to be a journey where you don't take it so seriously. Like, have fun in your journey. Take time to rest. Have more space in your calendar for fun. You know, I used to be so guilty of, hey, Nora, Nora's in the membership. I used to feel so guilty for taking time for myself. I remember always wanting to go get a massage. I'm like, I love getting massages. Like, there's nothing better than like a deep tissue massage. And I just felt so guilty taking an hour to go get a massage. I'm like, no, I need to be working. Like, I don't have time for that. That's not fun. Hey, Cindy, Cindy's in the membership. All you guys in the membership are popping on. I love it. Like, it is so important on your journey to experience fun and pleasure and joy. Don't feel guilty for taking that time for you. I remember like even telling my coach at the time, and I was like, I feel like I can't take time away from work. Like, I just need it. Like, I feel guilty. Like, if I'm not working and I'm going to a massage, like, I feel guilty. And she's like, we all need time to just relax and we need time for ourselves. And that was like so hard for me to take time to just do something for myself. But if you want to stop binge eating, you need to fill up your own cup. You need to take really good care of your human. Are you taking good care of your human? Are you taking good care of your human? Something to think about. Okay, so tapping into your feminine energy. The second one was tapping into your feminine energy, having fun, really like pouring into your own cup without guilt. Now, the third thing that will help you stop binge eating that has absolutely nothing to do with food is getting clear on your identity and who you are. When you have spent years and years and years, hi Terry, dieting, your body might have been your identity and who you were, but that's not who you actually are. The best part about healing your relationship with food is you get to come back to yourself. You get to come home to yourself and fully be yourself. When you are binging, you don't feel like yourself. Can you relate? When you're binging, you're hiding. You're not showing your bubbly self. You're isolating yourself. You don't feel like you. I didn't even know who I was when I was binging because I didn't feel like myself. Like the things that I was doing with food didn't feel like me. And then even in my relationship, I wasn't able to fully be myself because I was so in my head, feeling guilty, feeling bloated, worried about the calories. I'll never forget this one time in 2017 or 2018, it was my birthday. And Andrew was so excited to surprise me to go to this new place because we always go to the same place for dinner. We're just like basic people. And he was so excited to like show me this new place. And it was like a steak dinner for my birthday. And because I was binging and I was so anxious, I literally binged right before my birthday dinner. And I felt so ashamed. I felt so mad at myself. I was beating myself up. We got to the restaurant and I couldn't even order. I did not order anything because I was so full. It wasn't even like I'm a little full. Like my stomach felt like it was going to burst out of my pants. And I sat there watching Andrew on my birthday eating dinner. The waiter is probably like, what is this guy doing? And poor Andrew felt so bad for me. Even when he ordered dessert, he asked for 2 spoons to pretend like I was eating because he's like, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable. I didn't feel like myself. How can you be yourself when you're sitting there with so much shame? It's like I wasn't even celebrating my birthday. I'm like, I want this day to be over. When you heal your relationship with food, you have more space in your brain to be. You can enjoy life. You can enjoy these moments. You can look forward to surprises and spontaneous dates, and you can be your authentic self. Now it's like when Andrew tells me he's going to plan something, I'm so excited. I'm not like, oh my God, tell me when, tell me where, tell me what are we eating? Like, blah, 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 blah. I'm just like, let's freaking go. Let's go. Many of you guys know I surprised Andrew back in December for his birthday. We went to like the spa. We stayed over. It was the best thing. And I was like, I didn't even know what I ordered like a 3-course meal. I had no idea. I was just planning. I'm like, yeah, that looks great. Like the biggest package. I'm like, let's go for it. Like I had no idea. And I'm just like, this is fun. But you can't do that when you are so in your head. So getting clear on your identity is coming home to yourself and who you are at your core. You are not a binge eater. You are not a self-sabotager. You are Lisa, Terry, Cindy, Nora, Liz, Chloe, Colleen, Carmen. This is who you are. Who are you at your core? You're not a binge eater. Your body doesn't define who you are. You are a loving human being that deserves to have fun, to be present, to make memories. So get clear on your identity. If you're not that person right now, who do you want to be? You want to be somebody who is free and spontaneous and loving and present, and step into that version of you now. So, as a recap, the 3 things that are going to help you stop binge eating that have nothing to do with food. Number one is connection. Connection, 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 connection. feeling seen, feeling understood. Number two, it's a combination of different things. Tapping into your feminine energy, having fun, allowing yourself to rest, to take time for you, to fill up your own cup. And then number three is to get clear on your identity. Who do you want to be? What is that version of yourself? What is that version of you look like? Get clear on who you want to be. And every single day, work towards becoming that version of yourself. These three things will help you stop binge eating. It's not about, oh, portions, like how much do I eat? It's not about, should I have half a cup or one cup? Should I have the pasta for dinner or should I have the pizza? Should I have three meals or two snacks? Like, it's not about that. You got to change your beliefs. You got to rewire your brain. You got to feel seen. You got to feel understood. You need to heal your relationship with rest. All of these different things. So thank you guys for being here. I love pouring into you guys. If you're not yet plugged into a community, my membership is an incredible place. My membership is all the foundational tools to heal your relationship with food. If you are ready for something a little bit more advanced and you want customized coaching from me, then the Academy is for you. You know what to do. Message me if you have any questions, if you're ready to get support, if you're ready to feel seen, to feel understood, and to really conquer binge eating. So I love you guys. Have the best freaking day ever. I love you guys so much. And we'll see you guys soon. Bye.